Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord, amen, for another time to talk about it. Praise the Lord. Man, I'm sitting in for Apostle Gloria Porter. I'm your, amen, host, Bishop John Porter. Amen, I thank God for Sister Diane, and thank God for each and every one of you in the matchless name of Jesus. The Lord has been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so merciful. And we have so much to be thankful for. He has blessed us to see a brand new day. Praise the Lord. Amen. If he woke you up this morning, we are beyond a miracle. Oh, we bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, how are you doing today? Amen. Are you good today? Praise God. We thank God for you. Amen. Just taking time out. Wherever you may be at this time, or whatever means you may be listening, amen, to us. But truly, amen, we're about, amen, God's business. Praise God. As wherever, neither to stay on our post, it's time now. But all these challenges and we have in our society today, praise God, there's trouble everywhere. Amen. We are living in dangerous time. Praise God. But thank God, through it all, man, we have a promise. Man, ain't you glad about that today, that we serve an awesome God, that he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere all at the same time. Praise the Lord. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise God. I want to say we want to thank you for your prayers, praying for Apostle. Praise God. She's coming along. Amen. She's a trooper. Man, she just keep bouncing back to like that rubber ball. Amen. Man, I thank God for her. Amen. A man, a woman of faith. Amen. She trusts God. Amen. And I thank God for her. Praise God. And I want to just thank God for, amen, those, oh God, praise God, that been getting the healing, getting the deliverance. Praise God. I want to thank God for you that is sending in your offerings. Praise God. We want to thank God for you. Amen. And I want to say to you, we don't take it lightly and we don't take it for granted. Realize it's the grace of God that moved up on you, amen, to be a blessing to the ministry. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. And you know, the Lord will give it back to you. Praise God. You will no way lose your reward. Praise God. Man, he said, what he do for one, he do for all. And the Lord move upon your heart. Amen. Be obedient. Praise God. Be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. And God will move. He will destroy the yokes on your behalf. Praise God. Man, he the same God now. And he said, what he do for one, he do for all. And it's his will that every family in the earth be blessed. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God, man, for time to talk about it. Man, and, you know, we'd like for you to call in, praise God, and share a testimony, you know, share scripture with us. Praise God. We is always open, man, to the word of God. Amen. We're not by foolishness now, but we are about God's business. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if you, praise God, have the Lord has laid some on your heart, share it with us. Amen. You know, we want to hear what you have to say. Praise the Lord. I'm a true believer. One that teach ought to be teachable. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God. We always have an open mind. Amen. Oh, man, the number, amen, here. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's 347-857-3925. It's 347-857-3925. Praise the Lord. And if you, amen, want to share something with us, and match the one, praise God, whatever means you're listening, And Sister Diane, praise God, she'll take your call. Praise God. Now, she's not going to put you on now if you come in with some stuff that is off the wall. Amen. We're not about that. But like I say, we're about, amen, God's business. God's business is sacred. Man, it's a holy word. And the Bible was written by holy men, that they was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So we don't play, amen, with the word of God. It's serious business. Man, because we are dealing with souls. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have to realize, amen, when we, amen, ministering, amen, to people, you are dealing with souls. Praise God. And the blood will be required at your hand. And when I bow before the Lord, I don't want him to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. And what about you today? Yeah, you got to bow too now. Come on. He said every knee got to bow and every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God again for all that he is doing and for what he's going to do, because he's the same God. Like I said, we serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. He's God yesterday, he's God today, and he's God forevermore. Praise God. Now I want to ask you a question. How big is your God? Is he big enough to make you love them that don't like you? Come on now. I am not ready to minister now. Amen. I'm waiting on Sister Diane. Praise God. She's doing something there. Praise the Lord, because we believe in prayer. Amen. We always go to God first in prayer, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. Prayer changes people. And Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. Man, that faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. Praise God. How many know a quitter will never win? And a winner, he will never quit. Amen. He is a prancing God. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Sister Diane, you ready? Amen. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, Lord Father, but for others. Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord Father, taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, and we touching and agreeing with them, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some for others, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing Isaiah Robinson through this COVID, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, what you have done for him, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the strength that you gave his mom as she continued to stand in the gap for him, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and we magnify you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue, Lord Father. Father, that there may be no side effects, no relapses, nothing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord. Father, we continue to hold Patricia's mom before you, Lord Father, thanking you also, Lord Father, for her healing process from COVID, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen her upper respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And so many, Lord Father, needs your healing right now, Lord Father. Father, whether it be from COVID, Lord Father, cancer, Lord Father, whatever sickness, Lord Father, that they have, they need your healing, Lord Father. So as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to hold all those, Lord Father, that has lost loved ones, Lord. We ask you to continue to comfort their hearts right now, Lord Father. Father, give them the peace that passes all understanding, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to hold before you the Corum family, Lord Father, the Corbett, Lord Father, family, Lord Father, the McGrath Roberts family, Lord Father, the Benjamin Bailey family, Lord Father. Father, Father, continue to touch, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, as Tracy's son, Lord Father, that lost his wife, Lord Father. Father, give him the peace and the comfort, Lord Father, that he needs in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you're teaching us, Lord Father, to call and lean upon you and trust in you like never before in these perilous times, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch, Lord. Father, touch Spurgeon Walters right now, Lord Father. Father, as we come against that lung cancer, Lord Father, you know what he's facing, what he's dealing with, Lord Father, but we know that you're the best physician, Lord Father. So, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch his body right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki right now, Lord Father. And Father, we ask in, Lord Father, for favor right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we ask in you right now, Lord Father, to intervene in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Do it for her, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, you know her heart right now, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Carolyn Townsend right now, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. Father, we come against breast cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, there are so many, Lord Father, dealing with some type of cancer, Lord Father, lung cancer, breast cancer, Father, cancer of the brain. Father, do it right now in the name of Jesus. You're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. Father, let them trust, Lord Father, and believe, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father. Call upon you, Lord Father, for their healing, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we pull in cancer, Lord Father, COVID right now as we push that back right now. Out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. HIV, diabetes, Lord Father. High blood pressure, Lord Father. Every sickness and disease, Lord Father. Father, that enter into our bodies right now, Lord Father. We speak healing, Lord Father. Father, let us continue, Lord Father, to speak the word, believe the word, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. When you say, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Father. You send your son, Lord Father, to die for our sins, O God. Father, he took those stripes on his back for every sickness sickness and disease right now, Lord Father. So, Father, we're believing and we're trusting, Lord Father God, on your word, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. This nation, Lord Father God, need healing, Lord Father. Healing from the sickness right now, Lord Father, of racism right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, of hatred right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Have mercy, Lord Father. Have mercy upon those Christians, Lord Father, that are being killed in Nigeria right now, Lord Father, for not denouncing you, Lord Father, but continue to profess who you are, Lord Father. Father, have mercy upon their families right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, let us stand together right now in unity, Lord Father, praying, Lord Father, not just for ourselves or our family, Lord Father, but for others, Lord Father, as you continue to lay other people upon our hearts, Lord Father. Let us warn, intercede on their behalf right now, Lord Father. Praying right now, Lord Father, for our leaders right now, Lord Father. Father, that you continue to keep them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as we continue to hold before you the fivefold ministry, Lord Father, your men and women of God that are standing flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father, saying what thus say the Lord, warning and preparing your people, strengthening your people in you, Lord Father, we hold them before you and plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God. Father, we ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus, knowing no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. Father, let your people pray right now, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father, as it come forth, Lord Father. Father, give them that air, Lord Father. Give them that air right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my leaders, Lord. I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastor right now, Lord Father. Keep them covered under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet right now, Lord. Keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you how you continue to use them right now, Lord Father. Father, strengthen them right now, Lord Father. Continue to pour your anointing, Lord Father, over them, Lord Father, as they pour into us, Lord. Father, we ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over these airways right now, Lord Father. Father, let it touch hearts and minds right now, Lord. Let healing and deliverance come forth, Lord Father. Let those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior right now, Lord Father, fall upon their knees, Lord Father. And Father, accept you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, knowing that the safest place, Lord Father, right now to be is in you, Lord Father, not in self, not in man, but in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Father, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you for doing it for them right now, Lord Father. Father, you, Lord Father, is the best physician. You are the best healer, Lord Father. You are the way maker, Lord Father. You are the provider. You are all that we need, Lord Father, if we just ask, Lord Father. So, Father, touch right now in a mighty and a special way. Heal, deliver, set free right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as Bishop Porter come before you, Lord Father, to bring forth the word, Lord Father. We ask that you decrease him right now, Lord Father, as you increase in him, Lord Father. Show up and show out, Lord Father. Have your way right now with him, Lord Father. As he bring forth the word, use him right now, Lord Father. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
All right. Amen and amen again. Praise the Lord. And as apostles often say, praise God. Now, if you didn't hear your name, praise God, it's because you didn't call and get your name on the prayer list. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, Sister Diana, put you on the prayer list. Man, and whatever the problem or the situation is, nothing is too hard for God. Am I right? Praise the Lord. He is a pronouncing God. Man, he took a strike for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. Praise the Lord. Man, and he loved you today. Praise God. Man, we serve an awesome God. He's awesome. Praise God. Amen. Who wants to serve a God like this? Amen. Do you love him today? Praise the Lord. Amen. If you love him, praise God. You know, you should if you don't. Man, St. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not what? Perish. See? It's in a belief. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. He love you. He's always been outstretched arms, saying, come. He yet saying that same thing today. Praise God. Man, don't let the enemy beat you up in your mind, telling you did something so bad that the Lord don't love you. Man, Jesus Christ love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, that's a fact. Amen. You can trust that. Amen. All right, let me give you a little word. Amen. We increase our ability, stability, and responsibility when we increase our sense of accountability to God. Oh, ain't that something? That's powerful. Let me read it one more time. We increase our ability, of stability and responsibility when we increase our sense of accountability to God. Amen. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. Amen. See, when you do it to God, see, he'll take care of it. That's why he said, bring your burdens. See, he said, bring your burdens to the Lord. And he'll work it out. He'll fix it. Huh? Jesus will fix it. You believe he's the answer to the world today? Now you done tried everything else. Man. Try Jesus. You heard that song? Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. Man, he's all right. Praise God. Man, what you say, Diane? He can do anything, but he can't fail. Oh, come on, somebody. Help me. All right. Amen. You're all right. Hey, I'm going to talk about today is a call to commitment. A call to commitment. And I went back and looked up the meaning. Hey, man, Sister Diane pulled it up for me. Commitment. I think we take that word a little bit too loosely. Mm-hmm. Commitment means the state of quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity or an engagement or obligation that restrict freedom or action. What are you committed to? In that's what we're going to talk about today. Praise God. A call to commitment. And we're going to go in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 6. We're going to begin at the first verse. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes, meaning laws, and judgment, which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. Look what God say. How many know if God spoke a word, he's able to perform it? He said they cross over. They crossing over what? The Jordan River. And when they crossed over into a place to possess it, it was already theirs. Look at that, what God say. Over to do what? To possess it. That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you and your sons and your grandsons, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Look at God. See? He said your third and fourth generation will be blessed when you obey his word and keep his commandments. And his commandment is not grievous. Am I right? Now, when we look at this, the children of Israel had the promises from Almighty God, God the Father. And all they had to do was obey. How many know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Verse 3 says, therefore hear, O Israel. See, you got to hear. Now, how do you hear? You hear with your ears, but you listen with your mind. Am I right? And be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you. See? And that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you. See? You have a promise. So we don't have to worry about what's going on around us. You know we have challenges. That's a fact. But thank God, amen, that we have a promise. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. God will bring you out. You that was name was called on the prayer list, trust God. Trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he paid it all. See, all to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. He will bring you out. See, that's a promise. You, a land flows with what? Milk and honey. Look at that. See what the Lord wants. He wants to do for you. Right while you're in the midst, he wants to bless you in the land. That's where you live. Praise the Lord. See, he's the same God. He can take little and make much. He can do it. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. So this is promises that he is promising the children of Israel, God's people. All right? But something verse 4, he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And I'm going to stop right there and talk on that. How many know we serve a true and living God? How many know that he is God the Father, he is God the Son, and he is God the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one? He is the true and the living God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. He ruled and he super ruled, and he got creation as in thy hand. In Genesis, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And from that point on, after he spoke, let there be light, everything that God say in his word will come to pass. Come on here. Are y'all with me? Now, He is the only true and the living God. The Lord is one. Now, the belief is the only one God. Do you believe that today? They asked Jesus, say, where do you come from? He said, I come out from God. So he told them where he come from. And they had a problem with that. Okay? Now, do you believe it? That Jesus come out from God? Jesus said he couldn't fail. He said he had power to lay his life down. He had power to pick it up again. Why? Because he is God. He's supernatural. See? And I thank God, praise God, he's able to turn a bad situation and make some good out of it. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. He's the same God. Now, his distinction futures of Hebrews religion, many ancient religions believed in many gods. Now, they was crossing over, and they were surrounded by seven other nations, and just what oftentimes got Israel in trouble. We're surrounded today by many religions. But now, as you mixed up, are you tangled up, are you tied up in religion, or do you know the true and the living God? Who is the author and the finisher of your faith? You got to know that. Am I right? But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God of the whole world. Y'all hear that? See? They're the patriarchs. God wanted a man. And he looked out, and he chose Abraham. Say, come out from among your kindred, and I'm going to make you a father of many nations. He obeyed God. And he walked, not knowing where he was going. He walked the land. And every ground that his feet tread upon, God blessed him. Now he is the father of many nations. Ain't you glad about that? See? Then he had, praise God, a son. Isaac had twin boys, Esau and Jacob. See how good God is? And the covenant fell on Jacob. Now, he is God of the whole nation, the true and the living God. The only true God, this is what is important, the insight for the nation of Israel. This is very important. See? But I thank God, praise God, that he brought us in. We are adopted in the royal family. Praise the Lord. So ain't no big eyes or no little U's in the God that we serve. And this he says, is his will that every family in the earth be blessed. Praise the Lord. Now, because they were about to enter a land filled with people who believe in many gods. And that's where we're at today. We are surrounded by so many other religions. They mixed up, they tangled up, they tied up in this and that. They got all type of stuff out here now. Now, what about you? Are you tangled up? Are you mixed up? God is not the author of confusion, but he is the God of peace. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Now, you know, getting upset, Jesus said it. And if he is God, when he walked the earth, he was all man and all God all at the same time. So he couldn't fail. But when he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died for our sins, went down into the grave, and come up with all power in his hand. Now he's sitting back, set on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty. And he yet making intercession for us. Now, the rest of these religion or whatever they call themselves, they didn't say they was the way. Now, if a man come telling you he's the way, don't you know we should try to follow him? I mean, don't you think that's common sense? Jesus said it. People get upset about that, but hey, talk to the Lord. You can pray and say, Lord, I don't understand it. And he will open up your blinded eyes. He'll unstop your deaf ears if you go to the Lord in sincere prayer. What is I'm talking about today? I'm talking about a call to commitment. You got to be committed. See, he said, no man can come to me except his spirit drawn. So this is what he's saying to Israel in verse 4. I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you want to go down, go with me in verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. He's not but one. See? Why he's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because the Father sent the Son. The Son gave his life. And God the Father sent the Holy Spirit back. Now, this is why you got to have it abiding within you. See? Greater that is in us than he that is in the world. He gives us that authority, gives us that power when he sent his Spirit back. So that's why he's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, you got to understand it with a spiritual understanding. It's a mystery. The Godhead is a mystery. Praise the Lord. Man, and when you try to understand it with your intellect or your calm mind, you'll miss our God every time. Now, David's going into a land, the children of Israel, filled with many nations. They were surrounded by it, who believe in many gods. See? They worship up the moon. They did all type of ungodly stuff because they did not know the true and the living God. But now they heard about the true and the living God because when God's name was mentioned, their heart just literally melt of what they heard about our true and the living God, how he parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. He gave them water to drink out of a rock. Even put palm trees in the bitter water and it turned it from bitter to sweet. He worked so many miracles and the enemy literally heard about it and their heart just literally melted of what God had done for his people. And he's doing the same thing for you and I today. Okay? Now, there are people who prefer to place their trust in many different gods. Is you one of them? Come on now, I'm going to give you a little time to marinate on that. Think about it. Well, I believe this over here. See, and you, are you one of them ones that running from church to church? You don't know what to believe. You hear this over there. You hear this over here. You ain't committed to nothing. What is we talking about? A call to commitment. See, when you are committed, we just told you what the meaning is. You're going to be committed to a cause. Amen. You can't be committed to four or five different ministries of religion. You're already confused. The enemy got you, don't know which way is up. Come on now. See? So this is what is going on. They began to look at the other nations and look like they were having more fun. Wonder why we do that. We're not satisfied with God done places and we don't saw his goodness. We don't saw his greatness. How God have brought us out. We even talk about it. We testify about it. See? But yet we won't be committed. Come on now. Why? Can somebody answer that for me? You can call in. It's time to talk about it. I'll listen to what you have to say. Now, but today is coming when God will be re-recognized as the only true God. Oh, it's coming up now. It's coming. He said he's coming back. Oh, we're looking for his second coming because he is alive. and he is God of the living and not the dead. Oh, help me somebody. Oh, is your name in the book? The Bible in Revelation say the book's going to be open. The book of life. Eternal life. This is not your home. You're just a pilgrim, just a traveler, just passing through. See, all your beautiful homes, your nice cars, and your money in the bank, and your good job, and all of it just firewood. Come on now. Oh, you want the truth? Come on. Don't get upset. See? People get mad and about the truth. Sure, the truth hurt. But guess what? You'll get over it. Because we're dealing with your soul. And we want you to know the truth. The truth is in Jesus Christ. You can't miss it. Praise the Lord. Go to God and open up your mouth and pray. Now, verse 4, say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. It's not but one. Now, he will be the king over the whole earth. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is the hope of glory. Am I right? See? Oh, I thank God, amen, that we serve, amen, a mighty God. See? Well, I don't believe that. That do not make Jesus less than who he know who he is. Do you know who you are? Verse 5, you should love the Lord your God with all of your what? Heart. We talked about that in Bible study the other night, talking about the heart. What heart are we talking about here? See? We're not talking about that heart that pumps your blood to all your vessels and up to your brain. Huh? But spiritual. And with all your soul and with all your strength. This is what Moses is saying to them. You should love the Lord your God. Do you love him today? Have you made that commitment to him to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth? And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. He's looking for some true worshipers. See? He said, many, many serve me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Are you one of them? Put on an outward show. But when you got it in the inside, oh, what's in the inside going to come on to outside. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 6 says, and these words which I command you today, you shall be in your heart. Notice how God's word is always present tense. See? He's speaking to you today. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Now, here's Moses talking to the children of Israel. Look how long that been. But yet, God's word is yet standing. That is why he said everything is going down but the word of God. We can trust God's word. He's talking to you today. See? Let me read it again. I'm going to take my time with this. Y'all don't mind, dude. And these words which I command you today should be in your heart. See? Now, are you committed? Yes, Bishop, I've been committed. Okay. But now, what keep you committed? Let's talk about that. What keep you committed? Staying in the Word of God. Staying in church. Staying in Bible study. Fasting. A good pastor, leader, your church going to teach you to have a strong prayer life. Now, if Jesus had to pray, what about you and what about me? He knew his mission. He didn't alter from his mission. He said he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, he said we all did what? Sin and come short of the glory of God. But thank God you can shout to victory. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout and give him glory now. Why? Because he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. And when you commit it, it's going to be in your heart. See? So this is what Moses is saying to them. Verse 7, you should teach them diligently to your children, and you should talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you arise up. Be telling them now, you got teach it to your children. That's one thing I'll say about the Jews, the Israelite people, the nation. When they turn 12 years old, they start putting the law in them. They start putting it in them. Now, what today are you teaching your children? On Sunday, do they, got them on the soccer team and they playing the games on Sunday and I forgot about God? Come on now. See, what are you teaching your child? You got them on the baseball team. You got them on the football. There's nothing wrong with them having their activities. But God said he want to be loved first. We're talking about a call to commitment. And youth, parents, mother and father, God give you them children. Bring them up the way that they should go. And when they get old, they should not depart. So you have been held accountable by Almighty God. Now, I'm going to talk on that a little bit. I'm going to stop right there on verse number 7. You should teach them diligently to your children. This passage is the theme of Deuteronomy. It set a pattern that helped us relate the word of God to our daily lives. See that? Now, where do this all begin? Don't be putting all the responsibility on the school, on the church, all the responsibility on the school. And they don't teach them no religion in there. You can't even mention Jesus in the schools. Don't want you to mention it. So it began in the home. Love began in the home first and then abroad. Is your family doing that? Are you teaching your children, your grandchildren? You said in the earliest patches of scripture, you're going to bless your children, your grandchildren, your third and fourth generation. When you keep his commandments and you committed to the cause of Jesus Christ. Okay? We are to love God. He ought to be loved first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these other things will be added. You see that? See, when we come to Christ and we be committed to him, all these other things are going to be added. That's in the package already. Don't put the cart before the horse. See? And then you can teach your children. Not send them or have the church bus come pick them up and drop them off and you ain't nowhere to be found. See? I want to say something to these fathers. Fathers, are you one staying home watching the football game? And you know, I love football too. I played the game. I played sports. But now I can't put that before the Lord. I just have to miss it. God come first in my life. See, where's your prerogative men. God had made you the head, and he holding you accountable for your family. Now, if the, I want to say to the mothers, if the head is not there, which is supposed to be the man, then God hold you accountable. And I want to say this about you. I ain't going to call you no women. So I want to say ladies. Y'all will do that. Y'all will humble yourself. And I see more women in the church with their children. And where is the head? See? And I want to say to you, ladies, keep on keeping on. Why? Because God have a blessing for you. Because you have got them in the right place. See? Even though it's rough, you may, I don't know how many you may have, it may be rough, but God always have a way that is mighty sweet to bring you out, to bring you into something better. And when you put him first and you done made that commitment, ladies, God's going to do some great things in your life. Oh, I know I'm right about that one. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, think now constantly about his comments. Think on God's comments and what he just said now. You should teach them diligently to your children. And you should talk of them when you sit down in your house, when they're eating their cornflakes in the morning. Let them say their prayers. Come on now. When they go to bed at night, more than where I lay down, how they say that thing? Down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That's all right, but you know, teach them a little bit more. Teach them, Lord, I thank you for letting me see a close of another day. Lord, I bless your holy name. See? Teach them a little more. And then you pray with them and let them hear you. See? That's how they learn. You are training. The words say train them up. And when they see you doing it, see, they're going to do as mother do. They're going to do as fathers do. Why? Because God have made you parents. He give children parents for a reason. They can't raise themselves. Okay? Now, constantly about his comments, teach his commandments to your children and live each day by the guidelines in his word. You see that? There's some guidelines. Want me to give them to you? I'll give them to you. I'm going to give you 10. Do not worship any other gods besides me. Do not make idols of any kind. You must never worship or bow down to them. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God in vain. Observe the seventh day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You see that? I ain't going to bring my children up like my mama did me. Why? You went pretty good. You got a good job. You got a nice house. Huh? See? You want your children to have the same. Am I right? And if they doing stuff out there that they're not supposed to, you mean tell me you ain't going to correct them? See? You have to correct. You chastise. You have to correct. See?
Amen.
All right. All right. Here's another one. Do not murder. You, I hate to turn the TV on in the morning. Every night, somebody gets shot. Them got killed. And I'm talking about children. Them got cut off. And you know why? Because of disobedience. Hard hearted. Not honoring their mother and father. He said, honor your mother and your father. May your days be longer. Upon the Lord thy God give it thee. And you're cutting your days short when you curse your mom. How can you curse your mom? Talk back. Hitting your own parents. Staying out late and don't have no kind of, don't pay no bills. got your room. You know, what you come in my room and lock in the door? You ain't got no room. Come on now. See, that's what the size we in. But then they're getting cut off. But do not murder. And it's happening every day. You know, I was telling Deacon Mike, I said, you know, I would just like to see one day that somebody didn't get shot or get killed. Just one day. It'll be beyond a miracle.
We ain't going to heaven.
Sister Diane said, we'll be going to heaven. Good Lord. I mean, every day. All right? Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not testify false against your neighbor. And the last one, do not cover your neighbor's wife. Do not cover your neighbor's house or land or anything else your neighbor owns. Now, if you're in them 10, all God do is just say, Lord, forgive me, and keep it moving. Don't get down on yourself. But they're there for a reason. One time, it was two men talking. One was a Christian. And he said, I don't think they ought to put the commandments in the schools. And the Christian told him, say, well, he said, what about putting do not steal on the bulletin board? So you ain't got to teach it, just put it up there. I think if they keep seeing it long enough, you think they'll stop stealing. See? Because the more they see, the more when you see things, you do better. See? Don't you think that? I had a talk one time with a librarian in a school. And I said, why they don't have the Bible? And then they say, well, you have to put all the religion. I say, I ain't got no problem with that. And let the children decide. But when you ain't got nothing in there, nothing from nothing come, leave nothing. Am I right? See? So let the children decide. I mean, we got all kind of nationalities and religion in the schools, and they mix and mingle anyway. See? But if they just put it in there, somebody going to pick up the Holy Bible. See? Instead of all this and other stuff they got in there, some of this stories in these books, what they got is demonic and everything else. And they got all these spirits in them, and they bring them back to the house. And then that's why they don't have no respect. See? It opened the door for the enemy to come in on our children. And he come in just like a pit bull. Eat them up, left, right, and center. And you can always tell it when they get around that crew who don't have no respect, hard-hearted and stiff-necked, talking back and being rebellious. What is I'm talking about? I'm talking about a call to commitment. But you can tell a Christian home. You can tell those, oh God, that is teaching and training their children in the Word of God because they see what their parents are doing. They're not sending them, but they're going with them. They're in children's classes in the church. And they have their devotion time during home time. You can tell it. It's a difference. You still got some. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Still, we have some respectful. You can tell it. The guy do this thing, but can watch. You can tell it. They know how to carry themselves around people. They don't destroy people's stuff. Act disorderly. That they don't have good sense. See? So this is what we're talking about here today. Praise the Lord. A call to commitment. Right? Now, God emphasized the importance of parents. See that? I mean, that's what we read. We read in verse number 7. You should teach them diligently. to your children. That's what Moses was telling them. And you shall talk of them. See, you got to talk about the word of God to them. If they ask you a question, take time out to give them an answer. And you shall talk of them. And when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, see, when you lie down and when you arise up, see, it shall be the Lord in the morning, Lord during the day, and Lord when you go to bed at night. Yeah. I'm talking about a Christian home, a call when they committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God spoke to Moses. Moses is giving it to the children of Israel. And that's what a leader in a church would do, an apostle, a bishop, pastors, elders, ministers, prophets. They're going to lead you to Jesus Christ. And the rest is between you and the Lord. Okay? All right. Now, God emphasized the importance of parents teaching the Bible to their children. The church and a Christian school cannot be used to escape from this responsibility. Don't put it all on the school and the church. Come on now. I just told you this. You can forget the school because they don't want to mention about the true and the living God now. Oh, you can't say that around here. See? And don't put it all on the church. What did I say? Love begin where? At home. It began at home. See? Love begin at home. Teach your children, parents. They need to go abroad. You may stray away. But know what the words say? They got to come back. See that? Why? Because it's in them. Y'all remember the prodigal son, right? Hmm? Y'all know that story. If you don't, I'm going to run it by you. Okay? He got where he didn't want to cut the grass. Didn't want to paint the house. Didn't want to wash dishes. Didn't want to do nothing. So he went to his father and said, Father, give me my portion that do to me. The father didn't argue with it. He gave the prodigal son here, the young boy here, and give the older boy here. So he wouldn't have nothing to say. He gave both of them their portion. The younger man packed all his stuff and he left and went to a far country, the word of God say. And he got out there and boy, when you got money, you can spend it. You got a lot of so-called friends. I don't know how many young people I'm talking to, but I want you to hear this. But, oh, his money ran out. He had nobody that he could come and live with. He wound up homeless. And then he got so hungry. And one thing about him, he had enough in him to go and get him a job. And one thing about the devil, he's going to give you the worst job that he can find for you. Put him in the hog pen. And that's a terrible place for a Jew, a royal kid, to be in. Feed the hogs. And he was so hungry, the Bible said he desired to eat. But he was feeding the hogs. Now, he was in bad shape. But, oh, when you rededicate and recommit yourself, he said, wait a minute here. The Bible said he come to himself. Have you come to yourself? Hmm? Are you tired of being sick and tired? Of what you're going through, and the day can be your day to make that recommitment or that commitment to come to the Lord. Say, Lord, it ain't nothing working here, but I believe that you are the answer to what I need. That's all you got to say to him. And you say, wait a minute. I desire to eat this whole slop. No. I've been a hired servant that my father had. I'm going home. Raggedy. You know he was smelling. In a hog pen. But when he returned back home, see, all you got to do is rededicate, come on back. And the Bible say the Father saw him afar off. See, wherever you may be at this time, the Lord see you. Whether you're far or near, he's always there. And he went out and met him, and they embraced. He said, here is my son. Done come back home. He was lost, but now he found. He was blind, but now he sees. Oh, help me somebody. See? Are you lost today? All you got to do is repent and commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Then you can see. Your ears will be unstopped when you can hear the word of God. And after embracing him, he told his servant to go and get the fattest cow. See, he had to eat no more, try to eat the hog slop. He finna eat some good stuff. See, when you come to the Lord, there's always a seat at the cane table. Or he say, go and get him some clothes to put on here. Put a ring on his finger. Mean royalty. He a king's kid. See what God want to do for you? Oh, he want to set you up. He want to make you the head and not the tail. He want to put you above and not beneath. See? He yet doing the same thing today. But you got to come. You got to commit. He said, whosoever, you're whosoever, I'm a whosoever. If you come, he said, he will let no wise cast you out. Oh, praise the Lord. He's the same God. Oh, they had a feast. Why? Because he was a man lost. But oh, he came to his senses. You got to come to your senses. See? Ain't nothing in this world but trouble. We just got to read them. All that we talked in them 10 there, commandments there, is trouble. That's right. And it's in our land today. People want to be entertained. There's nothing wrong with having your entertainment and having your fun. But put God first. Don't put him on the back burner. Okay? All right. Okay. Now, the Bible, the church, and Christian schools, I just said that, cannot be used to escape your responsibility. Mother, father, it's your responsibility to begin at home with your children. Okay? To escape. Do the Bible provide so many opportunities for objective lessons and practice teaching that it will be a shame to study it only one day a week? See? How often you pick up your Bible? How often are you reading the Word of God? When you commit it, you're going to read it regular. You're going to read a scripture a day, a verse a day, a chapter a day, or whatever. You're going to attend your Bible study. You're going to attend your service regular. They used to say, I don't hear it much now. You don't have to be in the church every time the doors be open. But the way things going now, we need to be in there 24/7. Come on now. Come on, huh? Am I right? And all this here trouble going on, You need prayer, more prayer, and much prayer. See? Because it's trouble everywhere. You step out your door, and really, you don't have to step out your door. The trouble come and find you right in your own house. See? So that's what's going on now. Praise the Lord. Now, eternal truth are most effectively to learn in the loving environment of God-fearing, in a God-fearing home. And that fearing means reverence. We reverence our God, our Lord and Savior, for what he done for us on the cross of Calvary. Oh, I'm glad about it. What about you today? In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go a little further here. Talking about a call to commitment. Verse 8 says, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand. You know, some people put bracelets and some people have a cross, okay? They should put it on the frontlet between your eyes. Some people put it on their refrigerator, a Bible verse or something, just to put you in remembrance. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. See that? When you are committed, you're gonna have a plaque or something about the Lord, or a cross or something in your house. Praise God. Why? Because this is what it's all about. And you cover, praise God, you cover, praise God, your home, praise God, with in every room just about with something. And most of there's no harm done going through your home, praise God, praying, consecrating your house, praise God. A lot of times people come in and out and everybody not saved and they leave some terrible stuff inside your house sometimes. But when you have a full anointed home, baptized people filled with the Holy Spirit, praise God, when you start praying in there, them unclean spirits got to go. Why? Because you committed. See? So that's what that is saying in verse 8. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. See, sometimes people use a little wrist thing, a thing they put on their hand. Just just scripture with a Bible verse or something on it. And there should be a frontlet between your eyes. Make so you can see it. Put you in remembrance that the Lord is your shepherd. And you shall not want. See? Or whatever. It could be whatever. The Lord will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. One that the Lord laid on your heart for you to carry with you. Some people carry it in their purse. Some carry it in their wallet. You know, some people have it across in their car, you know, over the sun visor there, or whatever. Why? It's put you in remembrance when you look and see it. What you think about when you see that? That's what Moses is telling them. When you see it, it puts you in remembrance. See? In verse 9, say, you should write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gate. See? This is a fearing God's house on your gate, on your doorposts. Praise God. See? And this is what he's telling them. And that's put you in remembrance. Why? Because you committed. And when you see that, where your mind run? Where did your mind go? See? it goes on our Lord and Savior and what he have done for us. Am I right? See? Because you are committed. Verse 10. So it shall be when the Lord your God bring you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build. See what God was going to do for them? They didn't even build it, but God going to give it to them. Because he told Moses when they crossed over, I'm going to give you a land to possess it. See? God is awesome. And if he said you can have it, it's yours. You ain't got to pray about it. He didn't give it to you. So you, when you cross over, he said you give you the land to possess it. Believe it. And trust God for his word. And he said to give you a large and beautiful cities which you did not build. You ain't do nothing. He did the same thing for Joshua. He even told Joshua that. Say, my servant Moses is dead. Say, get up and cross over. See? When you cross over, see? I give you the same promise. Only be strong and courageous. Do not fear, because the Lord thy God is with thee. And he's yet with us today. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 11 says, the house is full of all good things which you did not fill, hedge out wells which you did not dig, vineyards, olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. See? They didn't have to even work for it. God give it to them. What did the word of God tell us when you commit it? The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. See? See what God want to do for you? Then they have to work for it. God give them favor. Why? Because that was his chosen people. And when we are committed to Jesus Christ, we have the same promise. We have the same promise. All right, verse 12. Then beware that you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Beware now. See, don't get so high-minded and, oh, I got mine, you get yours. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't get so proud for now. Stop coming to church and stop praying and done got loose with your children, and, you know, like I said, they done got them involved. I know they want to get in this and want to get in that, but they got 6 days a week, but Sunday belongs to the Lord. If you're going to let them do whatever, let them do it after you serve the Lord, because God want to be first. He said, the Lord thy God is the jealous. He said, he's jealous. So he want to be first, sir, first. All right? So then be aware now that you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Don't forget from whence you come. Don't forget the bridge that brought you across. He was a holy God. He's God on that present. He's God everywhere all at the same time. He brought you out. Verse 13 says, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oath in his name. You see that? See what we should do? Have to take oath in his name. In the name of Jesus. Always honor the Lord. when people ask, how were you able to do this? Tell them, it was the Lord. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. See? Always put God first. Always honor him first. Always lift him up first. Always give God the glory. Not me, 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 me. Get me out the way. Get self out the way. When you are committed, you put God first. He always first and foremost in your life when you are committed to him. And you don't be ashamed to tell others when they ask. When they ask, how were you able to do this and how were you able to get this? You would tell them it was the Lord. The Lord did it for Moses and the children of Israel. You know why? Because it was God's people. We yet, out of all this what Moses was saying to them, they still fell by the wayside. We're looking at like the green was always greener on the other side of the other way, watching them other nations. It's always looked like that, like people having more fun, and you got to go to church. And the enemy have take your focus off the Lord, and you're looking at the entertainment and all this going on in our society, and you'll be done fell in the prey. That's why he said, beware. You got to be watch the trickery of the enemy, because he is busy. He is loose. Jesus said he come to, the thief come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I thank God the verse didn't stop there. But Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus. All right, I'm getting ready to wind it up here. Verse 14 said, you should not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you. See, and that's what they start doing. I just said it, didn't I? See? See what they start doing? He's warning them, you should not go after other gods. They're going to turn you from serving me, the God of the people who are all around you. We talked about that earlier. See? Are you one of them? Well, this church over here have more fun. Our church don't do nothing but just talk about the word of God. That's what you need. Music is and singing is becoming of the angels. But what going to keep you? What going to save you? What going to deliver you? What going to keep you committed is the word of God. And that's what we trust. Some folk trust in chariots and horses and whatever. But we that is committed, we trust in the word of God, our Lord and Savior. That if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. But you got to beware. Verse 15, for the Lord your God, see, is the jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. See, got to be mindful, be careful. You should not tempt the Lord your God as you tempt him in Manasseh. You should diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies and his statutes, which is at command you. And you should do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord spoke to your father, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has spoken. See what God can do? He'll cast them out. You ain't got to get upset and want to do this and do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? God will cast them out. He said he'll make your enemies your footstool. When Your way pleased the Lord. Why? Because you committed. All praise the Lord. A call to commitment in the name of Jesus. Oh, he's awesome. All praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord is a man. He's great. Praise God. Now, if you may haven't committed, today can be your day, or you want to recommit. You know, he said, a righteous man falls 7 times, but he get up. See, look at the promise that God give you. See, he love you with an everlasting love. And you can repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for all of my sin, and I receive you today. I commit my life unto you as my Lord, and you my Savior. And I believe that you suffered, bled, and died for my sins. And Lord, I thank you for being a forgiving and a merciful God. In Jesus' name, amen. Service in the hands of Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter, a call to commitment. Trusting that you receive that word today and apply it to your life. And those that don't know him as their Lord and Savior, I heard Bishop Porter leading you today. Commit to him. Commit to him today, and trust me, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be there with you. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to listen to it again, you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link and listen to the broadcast. You can share it with a friend today. So remember, join us tomorrow. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.